Blog Talk Radio.
Safely stash all weed and blunts.
Is there anyone here?
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Hey, what, honey? Spit it out your mouth.
Internet radio, you dig? Thanks everybody for tuning in to the show, you feel me? Thanks everybody that's looking at me live via for my Ustream feed. Appreciate that. We're trying to get that whole thing popped off. Welcome to K100 Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blizzum. My co-host, P. Reg, is still handling some business. Hopefully, he can still come through today. I don't know if he's going to be able to make it today or not, but we're still holding it down. You understand what I'm saying? Big ups to him for being a grown man and handling his BI. You feel what I'm saying? That's what it is. You dig? Hold on. Let me get my background music started up. And I got a special treat for everybody that's been tuning in to the show, another little thing I'm going to be doing on the show. Today, we're going to be featuring beats in the background while the show is playing by C-Murt, you feel me? And I'm going to be doing this to help some of the producers that's like don't have any vocals over their stuff, but they just be banging out beats. So tonight, and from every night on, I'm going to be playing some beats from like different producers who submit beats to me. So tonight, we're featuring beats in the background by the homie C-Murt, you dig? Let me go ahead and run his joints. We're going to be running them in a loop all night, all right?
It's official.
Oh, too loud. All right. There we go. All right, so, like I said, everybody, welcome to the show, you dig? Episode 59. Yeah. Spit your game, talk your shit. You know what I'm saying? Tonight, we're going to be talking about games. You know what I'm saying? How much game you got? You feel me? If you a lame or not, we're going to be asking girls what's like the worst pick of lines they ever had. You feel me? Just what do you consider your somebody when they got a tight game or, you know what I'm saying, a little talk game on them? You know, how do you approach people? Some people like direct approach, you know what I'm saying? Some people like that subtle shit. So we're going to go ahead and get a couple calls on the line, you understand, and talk about basically what's their preference and what's like the worst shit they ever heard. Also, today is a Monday, so... It is Mashing Motherfucking Mondays here on K100 Internet Radio. Once again, I'm your host, Blizzum. You understand? And my co-host, P. Rage, he had to go handle something. But thanks, everybody, for tuning in. The number to call into the show is 347-934-0966. Once again, that's 347-934-0966, you dig? Once again, we are featuring beats by the homie C-Murt. You know what I'm saying? That's who goddamn got beats going on in the background tonight. So, if you're an artist and you're listening to the show, you feel me? Let me know what you think about it. If you dig it or whatever, let me know. I'll put you in contact with that dude. You understand what I'm saying? We're going to be doing that from now on. So, producers, make sure y'all hit me up, man. Send me your beat. You know what I'm saying? Because I got hundreds and hundreds of beats over here. So, I really don't. I'm just trying to show you guys some love. You feel me? I'm trying to help out the independents. You understand? We're broadcasting live via Ustream and via Blog Talk Radio. www.blogtalkradio.com/K-100. Make sure you put the dash in the middle of it. You understand what I'm saying? So everybody can get to the page, you know what I mean? Once again, 347-934-0966. Thanks to everybody. I got a couple people jumped up on the line ASAP. Thanks to everybody that's already on my line. And thanks to everybody that's been supporting the show this whole time. We almost at 4,000 plays and downloads. You did. Big ups to us. You're getting it in, homie. You're getting it in. All right? We're going hard. You feel me? With that being said, let me go ahead and run down the synopsis of the show, you feel me? And, let me go ahead and give you a little bit of an overrun about how K100 is, how it started, how we work and everything. Okay, once again, K100 is a subsidiary of Chainless Entertainment, you understand? We do music over here, you feel me? And we are a platform for independent artists outside of being a talk show, which is what we mostly do. We talk about just wild stuff, all kind of subjects and all kind of topics. But for the most part, we also are an indie platform for artists to get their music heard because we're independent record label ourselves in the studio. I'm actually sitting in the studio right now. It's just all the gear is in front of me and the booth is over there, whatever. You can't see everything. But that's why I'm actually in the studio right now. And so, you know, like I said, we got albums in the street and, you know, we all about the music here too. K100 Radio is just an extension, another way to get our word across and to across another platform, you know, to promote our music and do our thing and spread out our brand. With that being said, If you're an artist and you know anybody that's doing any music, you need to tell them to holler at us so we can get that music on the show. You know what I'm saying? Give them a little interview or whatnot, what have you. K100radio@gmail.com. That's the letter K, the number 100radio@gmail.com. You understand what I'm saying? And that is how you get in touch with us. Once again, K100radio@gmail.com. That's the email address if you want to send all your music and all your beats, if you're a producer, into the show to get them featured in the background. You understand what I'm saying? Once again, we featuring beats by C. Merc tonight. You understand? So big ups to the homie. You dig? Now, with that being said, everybody that's tuning into the show live, this is only my second cast via Ustream. The number to call into the show once again is 347-934-0966. We are on MySpace. We are on Facebook. We are on iTunes. We are all over the map. You understand? If you're on Facebook, please do a search and like our page. If you are on MySpace, please add us as a friend. MySpace.com/K100Radio. Okay? If you're an iTunes Apple user, please subscribe to our free podcast. You know, it's totally free. Doesn't cost you anything. You understand? All you got to do is just sync it up. Go to podcast. Do a search for K100. When you see the middle fingers, you understand, that's us, that's the logo. Everybody know that by now, everybody who's following us, if you're new to the game, if you're looking at us via Ustream, you should be able to see our logo, which is the middle finger up, you know what I'm saying? Because we all about uncensorship, and we don't give a damn around here. We just doing the damn thing. We're going to say whatever and do whatever. We only got one rule on the show, and pay attention. You see? Only rule on the show is you got to keep it 100, you understand? We don't be playing all the goddamn politically correct shit, saying what you think should be said because you're a female or because you're white or because you're black. This show is all about uncensored, unfiltered speech. And that's how I'm going to give it to you raw and off the cuff. You feel me? That's why I call the show Keep It 100. You understand what I'm saying? So, if you're just tuning in for the show for the first time, if you call up here to my show and I feel like you're trying to say some politically correct or like just some shit, just what you think people want to hear, what you think the right answer should be, yeah, I got the 40 cal on deck. You understand what I'm saying? You dig? Once again, welcome to the show, man. And I'm your host, Blizzum. All right? So let me go ahead and read the synopsis of the show tonight. And I'll go ahead and get into the proceedings this evening, all right? Episode 59. Spit your game, talk your shit. Once again, we featuring beats by the homie C-Merc in the background. You dig? I see my homeboy, Big Swole from the Chainless Entertainment Camp. He said he's going to be screening my calls tonight. We trying to get the little professional. We already professional, man. We already doing it big. We broadcasting all around the globe via the web. You understand what I'm saying? We got 4,000 downloads and plays already. We on it, man. We only been up 4 months. We on episode 59 already, man. Get like us, man. Get like us. We grind. Monday through Thursday, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern. That's the show time. That's when we go live. But always remember, before I get into the show, if you can't catch us on those hours, you can always go to the page, www.blogtalkradio.com. You feel me? If you're on Ustream and you're watching this, you can always just find the links. We all link together on MySpace, Facebook, and whatever else. You can always find it. Find the show. You can download all your old episodes before. Put them on your iPod. Throw them in your car, whatever. You know what I'm saying? If you got an iPod player in your car. If you don't, you need to upgrade. You know what I'm saying? For real. You know what I'm saying? You got to catch up with the times. You know what I'm saying? So we all over the place with this thing, man, and we want to be mobile, all right? So we broadcast it via internet. If you can't catch the show, download the episode and run it back. You know what I'm saying? While you're listening to it in the gym or whatever, because we have a lot of interesting topics and discussions. Okay, episode 59. Spit your game, talk your shit. Now, for those of y'all that don't know, this show started on Facebook as a Facebook group and a Facebook page, and then we took it to the airways, okay? So we always give the Facebook fans what we're going to be talking about first, earlier, and we send out text messages and blasts, and we do all that, you feel me? And so we have a little synopsis and a generalization about what we're going to be talking about on the show, you dig? And I'll go ahead and read it right now for this particular show. This is episode 59, Spit Your Game, Talk Your Shit, all right? Now, I read as follows. How do you approach someone of the opposite sex when you want to holler at them? Is your game up to date? But then again, what the fuck is game anyway, really? I mean, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it's all kinds of ways that you can strike up a conversation with somebody, you dig? Some people use straight pickup lines, you know what I'm saying? Like, hey, shawty, what your name is? Or, you know, you must be a goddamn, what's that old corny shit they used to do like back in the 70s when they had like these straight up just already put together nicely, neatly formed pickup lines? You know, you must be an angel because you fell from heaven. And just some old retarded shit. Like, who really does that anymore? But some cats really got that shit mapped out. Like, they got their straight pickup lines. You know, it's true. Some people introduce themselves, and then they just start a general conversation, you know. So, tonight, I'm asking everybody that's going to be on the show, the number to call in is 347 934-0966. You feel me? I'm asking everybody, how do you like to be approached? You understand? When somebody approach you, if you a guy or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Or you a girl, because one of the other side questions is it all right, you feel me, for, do you think it's all right for women to holler at me? You feel what I'm saying? You know what I mean? That's a pretty pertinent question. You understand what I'm saying? You feel me? Because nowadays, women kind of be up front. They don't necessarily come up and be like, hey, Charlotte, what's your name? Type, like, hollering like dudes, you know. But suddenly, women do approach men a lot more, and it's more accepted nowadays. You feel me? I mean, it is what it is. It's time and time. So that's another side question. But how do you like to be approached? You know what I'm saying? Some people go for the direct approach, and some people, that's a major turnoff. So you got a lot of girls, like, if you come up to them and you be like, hey, Charlotte, what's your name? Can I get your number? They're going to goddamn A. Stapleton and just, yeah! And goddamn keep it moving. They're going to be like, pump your brakes. It's the lamest shit you can say to some females. Because they done heard it 1,000 times, you know, pulling somebody's arm in the club or whatever. However you do it, you understand what I'm saying? Some chicks just get turned off by that, like, immediately. You understand what I'm saying? So we're going to be asking some of the women on the show, you feel me, how you like to be approached. But some of them like that, you feel me? Some of them like that cockiness and that straightforwardness. You understand what I'm saying? So it's different strokes for different folks. That's why I'm going to be basically just asking everybody. I'm asking the fellas, because since we know realistically, even though I said, I'm asking you also, do you think it's okay if chicks holler at guys? But for the most part, we're going to go ask the fellas, you know what I'm saying, how you do it, how you run your game or whatever, you know what I mean? And we're going to ask the girls, you know what I'm saying, what kind of game do you like, how you like to be approached, what's like some of the lamest shit you ever heard, you feel me, what's the worst way a dude can approach you? So fellas, if you're listening to the show, pay attention. Some of you lame-ass motherfucking niggas out there might be able to step it up a couple notches, you feel me, and get you a grown-ass motherfucking woman after you listening to the show tonight. 347-934-0966, you feel me? I'm broadcasting live via Ustream, you understand what I'm saying? So you can see me and hear me at the same time. What I will tell you, if you're watching me live on the Ustream feed, since we can't pipe in the audio at the same time from the show, what I would suggest that you do is mute the audio from the live feed from Ustream, and then just listen to the show through the K100 joint. So basically, opening you up two windows. This is only if you're on the internet. Of course, if you're listening on your phone, you're not going to be able to use the Ustream, so you can't see the show being taped and being broadcasted. But it's all good. I still appreciate your support, and those stats and those numbers do count. 347-934-0966. Remember, listen to the prompts and hit the number one if you want to holler at me about this. All right? Now, I basically gave you the rundown of the show. We're talking about game. How do you approach people? Your turnoffs. What do you like to say? What should you say? Should women use? Do women use game? I mean, you know, women now, if they want something, they're going to go get it. You feel me? So, I mean, just being realistic with it. You know, if you know it right about now, females got game too. They don't necessarily come up and be like, baby, what's your name? And let me get your number type. But they got their little ways. They got their little roundabout ways of getting their point across and getting the guy that they want if they're interested like that. And they're doing it more and more frequently now. Because it is more accepted now. Women, you know, they on this whole they can do what we do shit. Of course, I wholeheartedly disagree with that, ladies. I'm sorry. You just can't do everything that we do. I'm sorry. If you just fuck 10 dudes in a week, we still gonna call you a hoe just because niggas do what you can't do it. But we've been through all that. We've been through all that on K100, okay? We've had shows about that. We've talked about that. Go back and listen to the archives. I'm not here to debate that tonight. Well, for tonight purposes, we will ask the ladies, you know what I'm saying? You think it's all right if you holler at the guy? You know what I mean? We asked him if you were asking to marry him, and all the black women, I don't know, they just want like, yeah! Like, nigga, where they do that? You know what I'm saying? You feel me? But I'm just saying, it's just a question I ask. You know? All right, so once again, also everybody on the line, everybody listening, that's going to be calling in live tonight, 347-934-0966. It's Mashing Motherfucker Mondays. You dig? Yeah. This is the episode every Monday. We do this every Monday. We air live Monday through Thursday for everybody who's just tuning in. All right, and this is my second Ustream, so this might be the first time you ever seeing me live and see what I look like, even though you've heard me talk a lot of shit all the time on the airways. And everybody who's my Facebook friend or whatever, if you can't find a link to the Ustream, just go to my Facebook page, and then you can see, scroll down, and you can see the Ustream link. I meant to do it today, but I'm going to link it up to the Blog Talk Radio page also. But just go to my Facebook page if you're a Facebook friend or whatever. Or just go to Ustream and look up under Blizzom. And then you can see the show. We broadcast it live right now so you can see it. That being said, you feel me? I just want to say, this is Mashing Motherfucking Monday. And I'm going to go ahead and mash. I'm mashing every dude that's over 30. Just keep in the context with the show. I got some other things I would like to mash. I want to mash those motherfuckers down there who gave the goddamn white dude a felony charge for goddamn whooping his child. What the fuck? That's what's wrong with these goddamn kids now. But that's a whole nother goddamn show. You understand what I'm saying? But for tonight's purposes, I want to mash any motherfucking grown-ass motherfucking man that's still walking up to a chick in the club, yanking her on, and be like, hey, shawty, come here. If you over 30 fucking years old, homie, and I'm sorry to say that this is actually an issue, and I see it all the time, you feel me? But if you're over 30 years old and you still literally just snatching the bra by the arm, and you just like, hey, shawty, come here, you know what I'm saying? Like, you feel me? Don't get me wrong, nigga, I did all that that crazy young wild shit, like, yeah, when I was like 20, you know what I'm saying? But, like, you have to step your game up and find another way to do that right about now, homie. Unless, of course, if you had to... at Central Station, and you trying to hit anything, you know what I'm saying, that's like young or whatever, because, you know, they come young and then they come super hood, you feel me? Then I guess that's okay, you understand what I'm saying? But for the most part, man, you have to step your motherfucking game up. So today, off the rip, I'm mashing any motherfucking grown ass man that's still on that motherfucking bullshit right there, dog. Yeah! You game? But I'm here for you. This show tonight is to help you, dog. I'm looking out for you, my nigga, you understand what I'm saying? You just gotta up it up a little bit. So when these ladies start calling in to the show, 347-934-0966, when they start calling in to the show and telling you, man, I can't stand what a motherfucker do this and this. You listen, homie. I know I have some hood rats call the show, you feel me? And I have some ladies who got them grown ass and some grown ass women type shit. So I'm anticipating these responses to what they like and what they put up with to vary, to be a little bit different, you understand what I'm saying? Because, like I said, everybody's, depending on where you at in life and your age, is what you're going to be able to put up with and tolerate with, you know what I'm saying? So, a lot of the young shit, you know what I'm saying, if you 30-something years old, and you got them, you got a job, and you got kids, and you got a car and everything, you holding everything down yourself, hey, shawty, come here, let me get your number. Yeah, not going to work. Yeah! Not going to work on it, dog. Got to find something else to do. Got to think of another way to make that shit work. You got to come up with another line. You got to come up with a whole other approach. All that. You dig what I'm saying? You can't just do it like that no more. We're going to be grown, you know, 30-something years old. You know what I mean? Yeah, you ain't going to, you know. There's a lot of things I like to still do. I still keep myself young or whatever, you feel me? But how I approach a female now, and I'm going to go ahead before I open up the line. 347-934-0966. I got a lot of people on my line, so hit the number one if you want to jump in any moment. You feel me? I personally, when it come down to somebody say, yo, what kind of game you got? You ain't got no game, blah, blah. Honestly, man, this just me. Maybe it's because I am who I am, so I really don't feel the need. I'm good. You know what I'm saying? I don't got no problem meeting people because I'm a sociable person. So I meet people in various different ways, like how you, I've met women on the internet, in the club, in Walmart. You know what I'm saying? Just different various places. You know what I'm saying? So I can't say that it's a specific line or a specific thing I say when I jump out there. You feel what I'm saying? What I will say is this. And call in and hit the number one if you want to jump in at any time. You know what I'm saying? I got a couple of people on my line already. You know what I'm saying? Maybe they just listening right now. You know what I'm saying? They can't necessarily call in. But me personally, I don't even use pickup lines. I absolutely just think that shit is just played. Like, actual, a formatted pickup line that you use every single time that you go somewhere. It's like, come on, man. You know what I mean? I mean, like, I'm in the moment for the most part. That's how I run it. I see somebody and I say whatever. I may compliment them on what they got on. I may do anything. I may step to it. You know, it's so many different ways depending on where we at, what's going on in the moment, and how I'm feeling that I can't say a set pickup line gonna work every time. That's just fucking retarded. You understand what I'm saying? I don't understand that. And I got people on my line, they filling up the lines, and I'm finna get ready to get to them. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to do my best now to get to my callers quicker, even if I'm in the middle of a point. So I don't want people hanging up, because last week I had so many people on the line, I couldn't get everybody, and people hung up, and then they bitched me out in the goddamn text and shit. Like, nigga, you been having me on hold too long. And all right, so I'm finna get ready to go ahead and jump to the lines. But that's just me. I don't use pickup lines. I'll leave it at that, and I'll expound on more shit in between calls. Right now, I'm going to go ahead and get to my callers since they're raising their hand already. You dig? All right. Major, what's happening, homie?
What's going on with you, dog?
What's going on? Hold on a second. My bad. I forgot that, yeah, I'm going to need these goddamn headphones.
You do it a lot at one time.
I can still hear you and shit, but I can just hear you extremely better with the headphones on. I don't really need them until I take calls, but I can hear you without it if it's just better with the headphones. All right, so like I said, go ahead, homie. First of all, what is game to you? You know what I'm saying? This is homie. You know what I'm saying? Major Ross Sydney, you know what I'm saying? You feel me? AKA Teddy Buckshot. He's one of my people and my homeboys on the Facebook page. He's also one of the officers in the K-100 Army. If you don't know what that is, then join the group and then find out. All right? With that being said, you feel what I'm saying? You go ahead, homie, and tell me, you know, what you feel like game is, first of all, and really what kind of, how you approach it, how you approach it, and what kind of game you be using.
Game is for kids. Game is something you should keep in your back pocket for just for dire situations. You know, just if you really got to pull it out. But if you're a grown person, you know, you don't need no game. All you got to do is walk up to that chick, look a stick, straighten eye, and be, you know, straightforward.
Right.
You ain't got to be, if you over 30, like you said, you ain't got to be doing them corny pickup lines. Walking around out of my mind and all that crazy stuff.
Right. Now, see that. Now, it's funny that you said that game is for kids or whatever, because even when we 30 years old, you feel what I'm saying? Even when we 30, it's like, you still have women that say, oh, that nigga is so lame. He ain't got no game. So they still want you to have, I don't know if they are mixing it up, and I see a female on the line. I'm getting ready to go to her right now. That's when you bring it out.
When they you know, come at you like that. That's when you might have to pull it out your pocket. But, you know, when you're dealing with regular old grown women, you ain't got to be doing nothing like that. Just introduce yourself. You know, one little thing, I guess I don't need to be giving away my little secret or whatever. But,
you know. Listen, man, we here to help, mate. Some of these niggas need some help, man. Let's help them out, man. Some of these dudes need some help. I personally don't need no help. Some of these niggas need some help, homie. What you got
all
for?
All you got to do is just make a laugh. Once you make a laugh, you in there. I mean, what's...
Say that one more time for me. Hold on. Everybody who's really watching via YouTube stream for some reason, and you don't have the other damn window open listening to the show live, so you can't hear my caller. I've already told you need to do that because you can't hear the callers on Ustream, so you need to open up the Ustream and open up the Blog Talk Radio regular site so you can hear what the callers are saying. He just said, make them laugh. I can't, listen, man, I mean, personally, I was blessed with a lot of gifts, and I think having a sense of humor is one of my greatest assets. You understand what I'm saying? Being intelligent and being able to speak, you know what I'm saying? Being kind of cute, you know, you feel me? All that's cool and dandy. You understand what I'm saying? Not being a scrub, having a little bit of money, you know what I'm saying? Being able to handle my grown man business growing up. All that's cool and good, but making a motherfucking woman laugh, I'm just telling you, man, that's like one of the easiest ways to really get yourself in there. That's just me, though. Maybe it only works for me. Maybe I'm just that kind of guy. I don't know. But I will say.
It don't work for everybody.
Yeah, I will say that if you can make a woman, you know, put a little grin on her face, whatever, she paying attention a little bit more. You understand what I'm saying? You feel me? So what else you got for the people before I go to the ladies?
Because, one thing people don't understand, if you call yourself renegade, you really make yourself look like an ass when you talk yourself up out of the, you know, up out of getting with a chick, you know. You just got to know when to use it, you know.
Right. You can.
You'll talk yourself right up out of the whole little situation.
Right, because I will.
Make yourself look like an ass.
Right. I sincerely believe this shit, and everybody in the Ustream world and everybody watching me, like for real, I really believe a woman know within 5 minutes whether or not she's going to give you some pussy or give you some plate anyway.
Exactly.
It don't even take them that long half of the time. At that point right there, dog, you really just talking your way all the way in or all the way out the motherfucking door. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can fuck it up. You know what I'm saying? Because as soon as you, she basically already knows. So game, your game is really just playing it low and playing it smooth. You know what I'm saying? It's just not saying the wrong thing more so than saying the right thing. That's just my personal
opinion. She done seen you a mile away. She done peeped you out already, so she already know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's when you just roll your dice and go on out there.
Right. And actually, now, the older I get, I actually got to before I even really step to a female, for the most part, unless I'm just heavily, heavily drinking and I'm just really just like, don't give a shit tonight. You feel me? For the most part, for the most part, we gotta catch eyes. We gotta lock eyes or something. I gotta see her watching. You feel me? You understand what I'm saying? I see you watching, girl. I'm gonna spend that she know I'm on tonight just because I just said that fucking line. One time to the homie Team Strip. You know what I'm saying? I'm spending that game tonight. You feel me? But yeah, man, I think that just on some real shit though. I think that is really just you can talk yourself out of the dough quicker than you can, easier than you can talk yourself in. Because if you just ain't her type, all the motherfucking game in the world ain't gonna motherfucking matter, dog. She's not going. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? Now you got
some chicks out there that's just stubborn as hell. Right. I mean, it don't matter how tight you come, they just ain't gonna talk to you. They just not.
You feel me? All right, so hey, Major, stay on the line, dog. Don't go nowhere. You feel me? You know what I'm saying?
Playboy.
Hey, you looking at the show on Ustream? Can you see the Ustream feed?
Yeah, I can see you. It's a little behind, you know, from the phone call, but I can still see it.
All right, that's what's up. I'm just trying to make sure, you know, it's only my second time using it. I'm just trying to keep that technology.
I see the bachelor pad.
yeah, you know, you see the couch. You can't see all the, because all the studio gear and shit is in front of me. I'm sitting in front of the show. So, I mean, I would need another camera behind me so you can see all the monitors and speakers and shit I got going on. Right now, it just look like I'm over here running a fuck house or something. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? But don't get me wrong. We welcome all females. Listen, if you be able to come through, you know what I'm saying? Have our show on Fellatio. We can goddamn you stream live, you know what I'm saying, your talents live on the air. We got plenty of
volunteers.
This is the internet. I can do what the fuck I want to do on here. All right, I'm just fucking with y'all. Nah, for real, I ain't. All right, Major.
All right, man.
All right, stay on the line, Hobie. All right, we're going to Key, then we're going to 678-545. Key, what's happening?
Hey, what's going on?
What's going on, baby?
Yeah, this, with me, I don't like this arm grabbing. Don't touch me at all, as a matter of fact. When you first meet me, don't touch me.
Right, I'm not,
you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So, and then as far as me approaching a man, yeah, I talk to a man, and you know I don't need a game. I got a personality, so that's all that really, you know what I'm saying? And a nice smile.
Right, right.
Eyes.
I actually think that game is just another word for personality.
For personality, yeah.
At the end of the fucking day, I mean, your game or whatever you want to call it, dog, is really just a reflection of your personality, home. You know what I'm saying? Either you know what I'm saying, you're going to be like real suave, whatever. If you just a rambunctious, ignorant motherfucker, then you might be coming off raw like that to some females. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? Some dudes, you know, it's various reasons. Now, I will say that this whole conversation, and I jumped this show off because somebody on the Facebook page put up an experience that she had, you feel me? Dude, she went to the damn, to the store or whatever, you know what I'm saying? And the dude approached her like real, you know, just on some money shit, like, you know.
Oh, yeah,
that was the basis of this show, you feel me? One of my Facebook friends, Sophie T. Slim, you feel me? What's up, y'all? I don't know if she'll get a chance to call into the show, but she should, because I started this. I based this show off her conversation on Facebook. I guess basically the dude was like, what's good, Lil Red? I'm saying, though, if you give me a chance to be your man, you can have a corner store with all your favorites in there, because money ain't no problem to me. Now, this offended her greatly, because the dude stepped to her like, yo, money ain't a motherfucking thing. I got whatever, shawty. What's
like
going on?
Like you're a trick or something. Like you tricking.
Whoa. Now. You said
that.
Wait a minute. First of all, dudes would never. I'm gonna tell you something right now. And don't get me wrong. I'm not. If I can have Bill Gates money, and I'm gonna be like Bill Gates. I'm gonna step up to a girl with no man jeans and a t-shirt, so I know what she want me for. You feel me? One thing I always said about me being an entertainer in the music industry, I care far more about making money than being famous. Because once you be famous, everybody you meet is gonna probably be false. They intentions of wanting to be in your circle and be in your presence anyway. So just give me the money and I can play behind the scenes. You feel what I'm saying? So it's all good. So you never really know off the rip if you flashing your money or whatever, why the chick is even with you, if it's because of the money or not. But And this
thing, that's why you wanted her to want him for his money, obviously.
Because, all right, but hold on. The reason why this dude and a whole bunch of other people might pop off to a female like that is because we all know females be worried about what a nigga got. Can a nigga take care of them? You feel what I'm saying? Like, that same dude can have all the personality and be the sweetest dude in the world. But if he fresh out the fucking bus, you feel me? And you got two cars, the first thing you're thinking in your brain is, this nigga can't do nothing for me. Now, let's just keep this motherfucking shit A100. That's why niggas, when they got money, they go ahead and try bitches like, oh, you know what I'm saying? The money ain't nothing, so you don't need to get this fucking head. So she got mad and got offended about that, but you motherfucking females created that motherfucking monster by being goddamn materialistic motherfuckers. Now let's just keep this motherfucking shit all the way out.
Everybody not materialistic, whatever.
I ain't saying everybody is, but it's so many of y'all that is, that the half of niggas gonna play the odds. Like I told the girl on the Facebook page, look here, he playing the odds. Odds are, you probably is materialistic, especially. That's just what it is. You feel what I'm saying? So he gonna play the odds. If he come off to a whole, if he come off to 10 cars like that right there, the odds is 7 or better is with him. He show him that motherfucking cake. They gonna hit that nigga back like, oh, he trying to take out. It's super whatever. Even if she don't wanna give him no pussy, nigga, she still gonna goddamn, it's gonna be like that. Regardless, because y'all materialistic. So when niggas pop off with the whole money shit and be like, hey, baby, the money and the thing, what you wanna do? Let's get it. Y'all fed that monster by being fucking materialistic. Let's just be real about that. Now, I had to check her on that, but I understand what she was saying.
I hear you. Well, I don't agree with all that what you said, but, you know, I hear where you're coming from.
What you mean? You don't agree with it?
I don't agree with all of it because, I know you're not saying all women do that.
I know all the women, but you know why
just,
I do that, though. You know
I mean,
women.
I see why. That shit is crazy, though. But just
women
like today. Today I was out at the store, so I'm on my way to get something to eat.
Right.
I was going to a restaurant, and dude gonna come in. He like, you know, so you about to have some lunch? I'm like, yeah. So okay, you gonna sit down, you gonna eat, whatever.
Uh-huh.
After we finish eating, he like, oh, so you know, what you get ready to do? I'm like, I'm about to go home. So I'm like, you want some company? Oh, nigga, you know.
What's wrong with that? Whoa, hold on.
No.
Hold on. 678-545. Do not hang up. I'm coming to you as soon as we clear this whole little point up, real quick. Don't go nowhere.
What's wrong with that? Nigga, you don't know me like that.
Huh?
You don't know me like that.
Okay.
For real, nigga.
What you mean?
You don't know me like that. How you gonna be asking me? Do I want some damn company?
You just was in his company.
No, this nigga talking about company like at my fucking house.
Okay. So is the issue that he wanted to come to your house? Because he didn't say let's go to the house and fuck. He just said you want some company. You going home with your partner?
No. For real?
Yeah,
what,
for real. At 3 in the afternoon? Really? At 3 in the afternoon? Really for real?
What the hell?
Real.
No.
You know what? This is a whole other show conversation.
Yeah.
I can't even.
Don't keep it moving because I'm not with that bullshit.
What you mean? Oh, you thought he was trying to come get some pussy? Because he said that?
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, Swole,
exactly.
Hold on. Hey, Swole, whatever you just did, where it said this Swole don't answer, that work. So I'm just letting you know, Swole is actually, everybody who's listening, Swole is behind the scenes screening my calls for me tonight, and he just did something. And that worked. Whatever you just did, whenever you type that in, this Swole don't answer, I saw that on the info thing, and that's how you do it. So. I'm talking to him because he's remote screening my calls from another location. I gotta. We're doing this shit 100% professional over here. Okay. All right. So hey, okay, Keith. So listen, Keith. That's a whole other situation to get it in.
We'll make that another.
Yeah, yeah. Because I mean, I don't understand what the big deal was. He ain't asked you to come home.
Don't approach me like that. How you gonna ask to come to my? Whatever. That's some bullshit.
If you asked to go to his house, would you think he'd be offended?
No, because he's a man. Of course not.
See, now you're getting, you know what? Yeah, okay, skip it, moving right along. What is the worst, the absolute worst line you ever heard? Somebody said, what's the worst way you ever been stepped to? Just like, you just to the point you just like, what the fuck?
I can't even remember. It's been so mean. I can't even remember. I know one thing. especially that hole there. Hey, shout out to, like, nah, you can keep that.
Hey, shout out. You don't like hey, shout
out?
Man, your fucking name ain't Shawty. What about, he doesn't know your name yet, so what's the, all right, listen.
Excuse me, we'll do it. You can just say excuse me.
Excuse me, miss?
A young lady or something.
Get with me.
and the main thing I don't want to hear you say is like, damn.
What you mean?
Because they be like, damn.
You know, you got a motherfucker, got, you carrying around all this motherfucking ass and you be wearing all these tight clothes and shit. Then when the nigga responds to that shit, y'all get mad.
Don't be like, okay, no. Don't make it so obvious.
Goddamn it, I'm mashing motherfucking, I'm mashing motherfucking Mondays. I'm mashing every motherfucking goddamn female with a nice ass and tits that show the motherfuckers off. They get mad when niggas look at you and be like, damn. I'm mashing all you motherfucking
ass. Hey, that's what I was doing today, too. I had a dress on, had all kind of breasts and titties out everywhere, but
If you're revealing, what the fuck is you getting mad when a nigga be like, damn, what the fuck is you got to have, you got to have some self-control. I mean, he ain't say damn and come up and grab your motherfucking ass, he just like, you damn, see me, your damn co-workers, I can't even, somebody just did the same shit I just said don't do. Well then quit wearing tight shit to work.
Yeah, my pants are not tight. They just filled up.
This guy here, man. Okay. All right.
Go ahead, take your next call. I'll be on the line.
I am, because, you know, you already done said two or three. I don't even know what you talk. Oh, you on some other shit tonight. All right. 347-934-0966. That's the number to call into the show. 347-934-0966. If you on the line, y'all hit me up. You feel me? You understand what I'm saying? If you on the line, y'all hit me up tonight. You dig? I'm spinning music by the homie C-Murk in the background tonight. What's up to the homie C-Murk? You feel me? I got his music spinning in the background. You know what I'm saying? From my background music. You understand what I'm saying? So big up to him. If you know any other producers, you know what I'm saying, that's trying to get on, just want to get their beats heard, to get their beats out there. If you're an artist and you're hearing the beats in the background tonight on the show, you understand? Go to the website. Go to the page. I'm going to link this dude up. You feel me? On the K100 fan page on Facebook. Facebook. Do a search for K100 Radio. And then you'll see the link where you can get in touch with this dude who beats be banging in the background tonight. The homie C-Murph. Thanks, everybody, for tuning into the show. 347-934-0966. Spit your game. Talk your motherfucking shit. You understand what I'm saying? Episode 59. We talking to everybody about what kind of game they got. We talking to the females, like, how they like to be approached. What's the worst way to be approached? You understand what I'm saying? Should they approach a guy? So far, we came across that women don't want to be approached like materialistic motherfucking bitches, even though they might be materialistic motherfucking bitches. I don't know. I'm just saying, I don't know. You might not be, baby. You might not be. But I'm just saying, since most of y'all worried about what a man got, when the motherfucker pop off and be like, hey, shawty, what's happening? You know what I'm saying? The money ain't a thing. I mean, he just got them cutting to the motherfucking chase. Hell, you want to goddamn know how much he got any motherfucking way. That's all I'm saying. I'm just saying. I mean, if you're just keeping it 100. The name of the show, pay attention, is K motherfucking 100. That's all I do, man. All I do is just keep that shit 100. If it's a fucked up point with the guy, a fucked up point with the female, hey, man, it is what it is. Now, like I said, if you a grown 30-year-old man and you still doing the goddamn arm pull in the club, hey, shawty, what's your numbers type shit? Like, nigga, yeah, for real? Kill your motherfucking self. Get some motherfucking game about yourself. And we also established also that game is just another word for personality. You understand what I'm saying? It's all about your personality. I hate to use the word swag because it's used a lot, but swag. You understand? It's all about how you step to somebody. They don't like shawty. They like, excuse me. Don't jerk on them, nigga. We trying to help y'all, young ass motherfucking young niggas out here, man. Hold on. All the way from the motherfucking 718. What's popping, man? Hey, take them off screen, Swole. Go ahead. 718.
Hello, Blizzum.
Yeah, what's going on, homie?
Ain't nothing, man. Chilling, man. I would.
Yo, take them off. Quit screening them, Swole. Damn it, man. Swole keeps sending people to the screening room.
Relationship or whatever, let them know so you can know what time it is off top. There ain't no use of prolonging the bullshit.
Right, right. Hold on, say that one more time because you had kind of bleeped out real quick. You went to the screen room. My bad. Go ahead.
Now, I was just saying, like, you know, fellas, when you out here approaching these girls, don't make up no shit. Just tell them exactly what's on your mind. It's going
right.
to work out better anyway. You understand
right.
what I'm saying?
Right. So you saying that if a nigga already know, he meet him, he see a motherfucking broad, and he a cake master, he might as well go ahead and be like, hey, Charlotte, what's going on, man? Hey, you know what I'm saying? The money ain't a thing. You feel me? He might as well go on and put it out there if he know he gonna cake. Is that what you're saying? Because that's what one of the girls said the nigga said to her, and she got offended and shit. Like, how you gonna try me like I'm some hoe on the street, like I'm a trick? I'm like, motherfucker, you do know. I mean, at the end of the day, these motherfucking females do give a fuck about what a nigga got. Let's just keep it 100. He just cut to the motherfucking chase. That's all. Right.
Yeah, but a dude is only gonna approach a female on how she look. So if she look like a price tag, he gonna lay it down. He gonna tell you what's up.
Ah.
We men, that's what we known for. You know what I'm saying? If you look like a child librarian, we're going to approach you at that way. You know what I'm saying? If you look like one of them hot mamas, we're going to say what we feel. You bringing it out of us. It's a cause and effect to every situation, whether it's male or female.
Hold on. You goddamn right. Motherfucker, ladies, you hear that? Don't come in this motherfucker dressed like a motherfucker hooker and then goddamn get mad when a nigga approaches you like one. That's all we motherfuckers saying. I ain't saying you gotta wear a goddamn nun outfit to the club, but goddamn it, bitch, you already know what it is. You could try it accordingly. You understand what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying. The homie just put that shit out there. That's all. That's a good point, dog. What else you got for him, gang?
Yeah, man, that's all. You know, I got the game hunter mentality all the time. Fellas, don't be afraid to use your game. You know, that stands for ghetto attitude, manipulating environment.
So right.
You got to make them kind of moves at all times.
Exactly. All right. So what's up for my homie gang? Thanks for calling in to the show, homie. Hey, real quick, tell the people where they can find your show at. You did. You know, we cross-promote over here. We show love to the fam. Go ahead real quick.
Yeah, man. We rocking out at 11:30 tonight. Tonight is Make It Monday. We got special guest, LaFemme Nikita. You know what I mean? She all over the world, starting everything. We're going to have her calling in. We got a couple surprise guests. But basically, we're going to be making breaking music. Call in. 11:30 p.m., 347-237-5272, and come put your thing down with up-and-coming artists. Let them know if they shit is good or if they shit is bad.
Right. Appreciate it. Did you get the 40-cal joint? You running the 40-cal tonight?
When you said that, I had just set that joint up.
Ah.
But 40-cal is on Success is the Best Revenge, you know what I'm saying, which is like about 1,200 copies out.
Right. All right. But I'm still going to tune in anyway, though. You feel me? If I can, you know, I got to be nigga be on the goddamn clock by that time. But I still try to hit them lines up, though, anyway. You dig?
All right, let it do what it do.
All right, homie.
All right,
man. 347-934-0966. That's the number to call in to the show. I got like 12 people on the line. You feel me? Males and females. Y'all hit me up. Let me know what y'all think. You know what I'm saying? What kind of game? What really, you know, when it comes down to game, you feel me? How do you feel about that? Do you feel like game is just really that, playing games, like one of the callers said earlier? I personally think your game is basically a reflection of your personality. You understand what I'm saying? So how you approach somebody of the opposite sex that you're interested in, they're pretty much going to reflect what kind of person you is, for the most part. Sometimes in the club, you know what I mean? The alcohol and the scenery and, you know, it just may take you out of your norm every now and again. You know what I'm saying? Every now and again. You feel me? But for the most part, you are who you are. You understand what I'm saying? So, I mean, I'm asking, you know, do you use pickup lines or do you got like a set format? You feel me? Like I said, me personally, at the beginning of the show, I don't even use pickup lines or set, whatever. I'm like spur of the moment because I might talk to a chick in the line at Walmart or on fucking Facebook. I don't give a shit. You know what I'm saying? I talk to motherfucking females in any venue, in any event, anywhere. You feel me? If I think like, if I feel like she hot or whatever, I try her. Like we already established, these motherfucking females already know within like 5 minutes of a conversation whether or not they're gonna fuck you or goddamn tell your motherfucking ass to keep it moving anyway, nigga. So basically, all you doing is either A, talking yourself up out of the motherfucking pussy, nigga, or you goddamn putting yourself all the way in the dough. Because they already know when they look you, when they give you that goddamn head to toe, when they look at you and they be like, you feel me? That look right there, you know that look. Stop playing. Everybody that's looking at me through Ustream, I'm looking at the camera like, for real. Oh, if y'all didn't know, I'm broadcasting live via Ustream. Everybody on my line. So if you're on your computer right now, or you're at your computer, you can go to Ustream, you feel me? Or go to my, if you're one of my Facebook friends, you go to the Facebook page, you dig? And check me out on the Ustream, because I'm broadcasting live via that. You feel what I'm saying? But for real, though, man, we just talking about game, man. I mean, for real, what?
Let's get into some more exclusive.
I can't put it no goddamn simpler. Some of you niggas don't got no game. At all. All this grown-ass man putting on the motherfucking woman arm in the club shit. Hey, man. Kill your motherfucking self. And I already mashed you got them grown-ass niggas acting like you got them in college.
Yeah.
Fuck is wrong with you, nigga? Step your motherfucking game up. But ladies, we want to know what y'all want to hear, what y'all like to hear. What's that one or two lines? We already know you got to get that visual on, but what's the one or two lines? Or what's that thing about this motherfucker that's really going to make you say, damn, that nigga really did pop off some shit right then. Sometimes you can just say the right thing. I suggest being humorous. Women love to giggle and laugh, you dig? It always helps. I'm getting ready to go to 267 right about now, and then I'm going to go into some motherfucking music as soon as I get their call screen. Swole is taking freaking forever. Damn it, Swole. I'm going to him live. 267. Get at me.
What's up, this M.B.
Oh, Swole, yeah, you got it, homie. Oh, I my bad, Swole. Hold on, let me kill myself. My homie Swole is on the phone. You dig? Let me kill my motherfucking self. My homie Swole, the info popped up as soon as I said I'm finna go to it. You feel me? I should have stalled out for about 30 more seconds and talked my way until the goddamn info came up. But I see now that now this is M.B. You dig? So what's happening with you, dog?
Nothing chilling, man. Like, I just wanted to comment on what you talking about.
Go ahead.
Basically, I don't have a pickup line or anything specific I say to females when I'm trying to holler at them. It's just basically due to circumstance.
Right.
Like, if I'm in the store and it's
right.
Like, it's been plenty of times I've been in the store and I was about to buy some and there'd be a bad bitch in front
right.
of me. And she'd be like, yo, let me get a Dutch. I'd be like, oh,
right.
hey, can I smoke with you? And then I see what she say. If she be like, oh, no, you can't, then it's just what it is. But she be like, yeah, you can, then I take it on from there. And
right.
it's like that with a whole different, a whole lot of situations. Like if I'm in line, like if I'm in a restaurant, and I'd be like, yeah, not even like on some shit, whereas I'm trying to come at a chick, but I just feel shorty and shit. I'd be like, yo, we going out for lunch. She might laugh at me, like, but at
right.
the same time, she might say something. But I don't have a pitch. I don't have, like, a line that you say to get chicks. Like, it's
right.
all due to the circumstances that you're dealing with. And that's how I get them.
Right.
And I got
right.
a lot of them.
Right. Right. All right, homie. Well, look, first of all, I totally concur and agree. Now, I'm going to tell y'all one motherfucking thing. The homie did bring up a good-ass point. You see a motherfucking broad in the motherfucking store, and she buying a box of goddamn Swishers. I'm just saying, if you got weed, nigga, you might be halfway in the motherfucking dough. Real motherfucking talk. You understand what I'm saying? I'm just saying. You know what I'm saying? Because bitches love the goddamn smoke weed, and a lot of times these motherfucking goddamn, especially if they hood, you know what I'm saying? They gonna goddamn get their smoke on for the free, no doubt. And then that's the way for you can, you know what I'm saying? You might be able to just, you know what I'm saying? Go ahead and get yourself in the dough with the conversation or whatever and just kick it. You understand what I'm saying? I ain't mad at that particular approach because I ain't mad at that particular approach simply because I know for a fact that if you smoke and she burn and what have you, then it can actually go down like that. You feel what I'm saying? I ain't mad at that motherfucking approach. And I also understand what you're saying about just not having, you know, a set pickup line because I really, really, really do feel that shit don't work. I think chicks can sense that shit. Oh, I got like 20 people on the line. I know a lot of these is females. Females, y'all hit the number one. You feel me? And I'm going to get ready to go into a song. Oh, one time for the homie M.Blaze. You feel what I'm saying? That's on the line. He's also an artist, by the way. You understand what I'm saying? M.Blaze, before I leave, I'm going to spin one of your joints tonight, and I'm going to spin that drop you sent me. You feel me? I'm going to spin
okay.
that white girl joint for you because you're showing so much love, and you be helping a nigga spread the word on Facebook. You feel what I'm
exactly.
saying? Real quick before I go to this caller, 843, you on deck. Go ahead and tell everybody that's listening because tell them where you're from and real quick how they can find your music.
Oh, yeah, like, shit. My name is M.B. The Rillas on every website. You can find me at M.B. The Rillas at Gmail, M.B. The Rillas on YouTube. I'm M.B. on Facebook, M.B. The Rillas on Yahoo.com. And you can find all my music on my Facebook right on my wall. You know what I'm saying? And that's what it is.
All right, I'll put a link up, goddamn shit, on the goddamn shit. You saying? So you know, everybody that wants to get in contact with us, music we playing in the world, if you like the song or whatever, you know what I mean? All I do is go to our Facebook fan page, and we're going to be posting links up to all of their stuff. All right? You know what I'm saying? So you can get to them if you like it, you want to download it, and you want to support them. Please try and support all the artists and producers that you hear on our show, because the only way we're going to break this cycle of repetitive shit on the radio is by showing love to each other, and y'all got them growing this internet shit. All right, M. Dot, I'm going to hang up with you, homie. I'm going to take another call, then I'm going to spin some music. I don't know if I'm going to spin yours next, but I'll spin it before the show is out.
Yeah, I'm on the Skype too, man. Look for me on the Skype right now.
All right.
Definitely. I'm going to hang up right now.
All right, homie.
All right, peace, man.
All right, 843. This is LL. What's going on, LL?
What's going on? Okay, yeah. So I'm totally agreeing with you guys when you say the set pickup line, that's no good. Because what happens is, and you're right, women do, we can tell. Because what happens is after you say something over and over and over, it becomes rehearsed. And you're going to say it the same way over and over and over. And especially if you done hollered at the same chick more than once and you say the same thing, it's like, all right, are you serious? Like, go ahead and shoot the gun, because that's to kill yourself automatic right there.
Right.
Rehearse pickup lines. Rehearse pickup lines using the same thing. I mean, my thing with pickup lines and games,
uh-huh.
It's just that. You're playing a game. You know, you're playing a game to see what you can get. You just going to say whatever to see what you can get. We all grown. We not with them games. So
right.
Be genuine. Just be genuine. You can get a check by saying, hey, how are you? You know what I'm saying? You look nice
right.
today.
Right.
So,
right.
I mean, it's just that simple, because when you play them games, a lot of times what dudes end up doing, they play them games and they have them pickup lines and they oversell themselves. They're
right.
false advertisements. And then
right.
when the chick does get to know you, even, I mean, maybe your pickup line didn't work, but she thought you was a little cute and she just wanted to get you to know you a little bit. And then after the next conversation, she realizes that you was just spitting game, because everything that you sold her, all of that's false advertisement. You ain't got none of that stuff you said you had. Not to say that she's materialistic. You're not as cool as you said you were. You know, you just like to walk in the park and do stuff like that and come find out you like to sit at the house and play video games. You know, so.
Hold on. All right. You know what, though? See, that's what I'm saying. Look. That's a classic. Everybody who's listening, if you watch me, you stream, and you're not listening to the show at the same time, this is retarded. It's redundant because you can't hear the callers. You feel me? She just said, this nigga got them talking about he like to take walks in the park, and for real, he like to sit at the house and play PlayStation. You know what I'm saying? I mean, dog, my whole thing, what it is, and just the way I approach it, and I'm glad you said that, I tell the motherfucker what I do, who I am, off the rip. So it ain't no fucking surprises, dog. So if she your type, if she dig that, if she dig niggas that's into rap music, if she did niggas that smoke weed, if she did niggas that, you know what I'm saying, got this whatever that going on, who see shit this way and that way, if you keep it motherfucking 100, you can cut down on a whole bunch of motherfucking goddamn bras you got to lie to and impress and goddamn not be yourself around. You feel me? They gonna like you.
Exactly.
They gonna like you. Hear your point, blank.
You're right. And you can get a woman at a hello. If
right.
she's into you, you can get her at hello.
Right.
It's
right.
Now, whether you're able to keep her is going to determine the rest of the conversation, if you can hold a conversation. And if you can hold a conversation, then okay, you got a little bit, you've added stars by your name. You know what I'm saying? If you can hold a conversation, if she's interested in the conversation that you're holding. But ain't no need to be coming up to people, you know, I want to take you here, I want to do this for you, da-da-da-da, whatever. Okay, yeah. You're going to get yourself a real gold digger off rip if
right.
you claim it all that. And then if you can't produce, then you automatically drop. So just be yourself. You don't have to approach somebody telling them what you got and what you can do or whatnot, because if they're interested at hello, they're going to find out what you got
right.
and what you can do.
Basically, because you can only stunt in front for so long. You feel me? So if you really ain't got it like that, dog, you gonna that little paycheck or two that you had saved up, she gonna run through that ASAP. She one thing about it, and we had a motherfucking talk on Facebook about this shit today. Hit the number fucking one, Key. One thing about it, she ain't gonna goddamn say no. She don't want to go to lunch, or no, she don't want to go to the movies, or no, she don't want to go out the motherfucking mm-hmm. eat. She ain't gonna say no to none of that shit, nigga. If you gonna keep taking, although I have said on the motherfucking show. If she really ain't feeling you like that, you feel me? She don't need to take her motherfucking ass on all them goddamn dates if she don't feel you like that. Because at the end of the motherfucking day, he gonna try and get some pussy. So motherfucker, don't get mad when he try to get some pussy because you did go out 10 times with this nigga. Even though you said it up front that you ain't feeling him like that or you want to be friends or whatever, this nigga done went out on 10 dates and paid for all of them niggas. He gonna try and get some pussy. He gonna be like, do you want some company? Goddamn.
Exactly.
I'm just saying. But that's a whole nother conversation. That's a whole nother conversation. But he gets number one ASAP when I said that. You know what I'm saying? Ooh. She was talking about that shit on Facebook today. Well, we got other calls to get to. I'm sorry for you. I will get back to you on that in a minute. You know what I mean?
All right.
Just a little bit. You know, right. I'm going to go back to her because I know she's going to want a little chance.
Oh, yeah. I want, yeah.
But I
missed the conversation on Facebook. But yeah.
Yeah.
Just be real. Be genuine. And if you can't, but real talk, though, in anything that you do, you have to be yourself. If you have to pretend you somebody else, then kill yourself because, you know, that's not going to work. The only thing you know how to do is be you. And that's the only thing that you can perfect is being you because it's really the only thing you know how to do. That's the only thing you can see out 100%.
Right.
You always don't fall short when you try to be something or somebody else. Be
absolutely.
You.
Do you? Do you?
You?
That's my game. My game is Blizzom. That's who I am. Bitch, love it or hate it, or kill yourself. I don't give a fuck. How about that? You know what I'm saying? There's too many motherfuckers out here that love it anyway. Keep it moving. Keep it rolling, because I'm just going to be me. If you don't like the goddamn underground rap nigga that do all this other motherfucking shit and who ain't finna cake your motherfucking ass ridiculously, who goddamn just straight up be off the rip frank with your motherfucking ass, that's why I named my motherfucking show K100, then you ain't my motherfucking type. I'm okay with that. You ain't the only one. You can be replaced. I can be replaced. She can be replaced. He can be replaced. I don't give a fuck. But what I won't do is sit here and stunt in front and put on this whole motherfucking whole bunch of game. All I do, like I said, and I'm going to say it again, I'm going to go to the next caller.
Mm-hmm.
Your game is a reflection of your personality. You feel what I'm saying? So I'm a social, kind of funny, lovable, you know what I'm saying, straight up, grinding type of dude who going hard for what I want to believe in. If that's what you into, goddamn it, come over here. We can goddamn get some shit popping. I'm just saying.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I'm just on the scene. If you on your stream, you see the best.
Okay.
Y'all fuck with y'all. It's the best in the world. You got it. Are you looking at me on your stream?
No, I'm on my way home from class, so no, I'm not watching it.
Your stream shit is lovely. I fucking love it. All right, I'm going to the next caller.
Right.
I'm going to the next caller. This is Sean Red Boy. What's going on?
Hey, man, look. Hello.
What's going on? The homie Swole is working it out with the screening call shit. This is what's popping. What's happening, man? Who this is, Red Boy?
Yeah, Red Boy, Rodney Flash, Young Money, Sean. What's up?
What's going on, homie?
Hey, I'm about to send you this song. I want you to fuck with it. Hold on. K100radio@gmail. Hold on. Put it in.
Right. Where you from, homie?
I'm from Riverdale, Georgia.
Oh, Riverdale. That what's up, dog? I'm gonna look out for you then. You feel me? I'm gonna look out for you. It take a minute for me to like upload it and shit, so I don't know if I'll be able to upload it like right now for this show, but I will absolutely upload it. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, don't play it at night. Like, do that junk like through the week, like tomorrow or Wednesday.
Alright, I got one favor to ask you though. You know you gotta promote the show on your little MySpace or something, you feel me?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So hey, when you send it to me, make sure you got your email and I'm gonna send you back the little thing so you can put the little K100 radio thing on your page and we're gonna swap it out like that.
That's it.
All right, homie. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
I got you. All right, one time for the homie Red Boy from Riverdale. You know what I'm saying? He finna send me some music. The word's spreading, dog. They fucking with me, you dig? You understand? Big time. Oh, I was finna go to a song, but real quick, let me take Veronica McNair. And then I'm going into some music. B, what's happening, baby?
Hey, what's up? I just lost my signal, so I'm back. What's going on?
I'm chilling. What's going on?
No, just listening.
Well, what do you think about this thing we talk about this game?
You know, I agree with LL 100%. You know, just be who you are.
Yeah.
And I was, you know, even if, I mean, who you are is more interesting than maybe who I might be typically interested in. I mean, if you tell me the truth, you know, if you like hip-hop or, you know, if you like playing video games or whatever, it's like, okay, you know, I might be down with that. I might be willing to get down with that. It's not like, okay, I have this mold of a guy. As long as you're, you know, 100, like you said, then I'm cool with that. And
like you said,
you know, if it's like if you say, you know, hey, how you doing today? And it's like, I'm fine. You know, how are you? And that's how a guy gets me. It's not like, oh, hey, mommy, you look good. You know, you got a man kind of thing. I mean, I know he might want to, but I don't get with that, you know.
Right.
You know, can I ride with you? You know, kind of stuff that don't get me.
Right,
it's hello.
Right.
You know, how you doing today?
Right,
you know?
Right. Well, I mean, I can, you know, I can understand, especially when you get to a certain age, you don't want to be called shawty, hey, baby, and, you know what I'm saying, little mama and all that. You feel me? You know what I mean? I can totally understand.
Well, I don't want to be called little mama by an old dude, but if, like, a little shorty, like, he about 25, maybe, be like, hey, little mama, I'll be like, hey, how you doing?
I don't know
how old dude saying little mama, because I know. No,
because
I'm.
You almost got to be a fucking cougar, goddammit.
I am a cougar, damn it. I'm old enough to be one. But I'm just saying, because I know that's how he, you know, that's how he talks. But a shooter, dang, 40, 45 year old dude stepping to me talking about, so, hey, little mama, you too old to be talking like that. You know what I'm saying? But man, if you're a young dude, that's how he talk. I know he being 100. That's how he is. So I can deal with that.
I feel you. Wait a minute. Keisha, you know what? Swole, what time for the homie Swole? Keisha said I've been putting her on blast. I'm going to get back to that. Keisha. Wait a minute. Just saying, we keeping it 100. You know the name of the show, and you know the rule, King. Damn it. All right, for real. So, hey, VR, you had a computer? You've been watching me on Ustream here? Have you caught the show on Ustream?
No, you know what? I was trying to catch you on Ustream last week.
Yeah, you can look at the broadcast after the fact, but you know what I'm saying? Like right now, we broadcasting live, so like as I'm talking, I'm actually feeding and recording right now. So I'm just letting everybody know.
I had you on my phone.
Oh, okay. Well, like I said, if you are by a computer or whatever, and you listen to the show via the phone or via the web, make sure you go to my Facebook page, and I'm going to start posting up the links for the Ustream feed. And you can actually just see me just sitting here talking. A lot of people say they just like to look at me and look at my facial expressions and shit. And when we start having in-house guests, you know what I'm saying, coming to the show to do some live interviews and stuff, then you'll be able to see us interact and all that shit. You know what I mean?
Sweet. I kind of caught you for a little bit, and then my phone kicked out, but yeah.
All right, well, I thank you for giving me game. Now, before I go to some music, what's the worst pickup line you ever heard? What's the worst way a dude ever stepped to you?
You know what? I can't even remember the line, but like LL said, it was this dude, and I was at Walmart, and came with some lame line. But the thing is like 8 months later, I was in Walmart again, and he came, stepped at me again. He just happened to be there. And he stepped at me again with the same line. And I was like, damn, dude, you ain't changed in 8 months? I was like, it really does happen. I was like, damn, buddy. He need to kill himself because his shit was whack. And then got mad because I didn't want to talk to him. And then said my clock was ticking and shit. I was a little offended by that.
You know what? Hold on. Before I go into this joint, I'm mashing every motherfucking nigga that get mad when a motherfucking girl don't want to talk to your motherfucking ass.
Yeah!
So why they do that? You can't get mad because she don't want to holler? So, keep it moving. On to the next one. What you getting mad? Now you want to get mad and cuss her out and all this little goddamn little boy shit, man. Look, I'll put you little young niggas up on game, man. Let me tell you something, man. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? Oh, I ain't old enough to be your daddy, nigga, but I'm old enough to be your big brother, nigga. You understand what I'm saying? Listen, man. If the girl, how you have the chick, man, she don't want to talk to you, man, all this goddamn calling this stank-ass bitch and fuck you in the hole and all. Listen, man, don't get me wrong. I used to do that little young-ass shit, nigga. You understand what I'm saying? But trust me, dog. Kill that shit, man. All right. I'm going to mash your little young-ass. your little young ass don't know better, nigga. And I'm here to help the motherfucking man use the motherfucking grown man game. 347-934-0966 is the motherfucking number to the show. I'm going to get ready to get into some music. You dig, B?
Peace out, baby. All
right.
Hold it down. All
right. Thanks, everybody that's listening to the show. You feel me? Now, like I said, my homie M.B., you understand, shot me the little drop or whatever. So I'm going to go ahead and get into one of his joints. You feel me? I'm going to run that drop. Homie, appreciate that love. Appreciate that support because he be blasting the show back out and blasting the nigga back out on the Facebook. You understand what I'm saying? Keisha F., I'm going to come to you right after this break, baby. Stay on the line real quick. I got to get into this music. All right? You understand what I'm saying? This is K100 Internet Radio. You feel me?
Yo, yo, what up? What up? It's your boy, M.B., holding it down from the 215, P-H-I-L-L-Y. Listening to the hottest blog talk radio station in the nation, K100. Shout out to my man Blizzum. He always got the hot topics, so keep your radios locked because we keep it 100 around here. Yeah. Let me know if I'm moving too fast for you. Nah, I mean, I know we had a little rock relationship before, but plan on smoothing this shit out soon. Just let me know if you're still down for me. You know what I mean? I love you, girl. Chit-chat. I try to stop thinking about you, but I can't. I'm so addicted to you. I still love you. You ain't let me get evicted, do you? Remember the time in my MJ voice? When I was broke, I ain't have a goddamn choice. I scream, fuck you, pay me, in my J voice. Wait till I get my money right, in my yay voice. I make it rain, man, niggas pull out your umbrellas. Whoever knew I'd be fucking with Cinderella. I'm eating well, white girl got me scraping up my plate. Now I know my money straight, when I take her on a date. Relationship is good, females don't hate. Cause we got a special bond, you probably couldn't really relate. So, she don't get jealous and she don't do none of above. She the prototype, I think that I'm falling in love. She the one that introduced me to the night world. That's how I feel about that white girl. Fuck
hey,
with
you my baby, I love it when we connect. Look so good, I had to tell the whole strip. If you tryna get I got the Lady Gaga and she look so well. It's proper, proper. I got a white girl. I'm starting to really feel these white girls. I got a white girl. I think I'm in love with a white girl.
Chit-chit-chat. Niggas get jealous when they see us on the avenue. Boys act like they don't want me having you, stashing you. I don't mind when other niggas be grabbing you. Because they tip really well, and a little cash is due. A little man for due, always love the amount. My bitch is straight 10, don't y'all fuck up the count. That ain't my main chick, I got a few bitches in my pocket. My cell phone popping, I won't stop it. I pull Susie, pull Becky, pull Brittany. I got Kimberly, I got Emily. On deck, and all my bitches the same. And none of my white bitches is nothing like Mary Jane. I got a few other fly bitches you can feel, yo. They so persuasive, they'll make you spill, yo. I'm coming from the Ville, yo. I keep the strap on just like a tight girl. Cause I'ma ride for that white girl, cause that's my heart.
You my baby, I love it when we connect. Look so good, I had to tell the whole strip. If you tryna get I got the Lady Gaga and she looks so well. It's proper, proper. I got a white girl. I'm starting to really feel these white girls. I got a white girl. I think I'm in love with a white girl.
Yes, that was the homie M. Dot. You feel me, M. Dot, for you the realest. What's up, homie? One time for you. Thanks for supporting the show. Thanks for sending the music in. The homie Red, you feel me, that sent the song in, that's coming in from Riverdale. We're going to get him on deck, you feel me, and get his movement up here. And we're going to get this motherfucking word spread around town. We got beats in the background playing by the homie C. Merc. You feel what I'm saying? So if you like the beats that's in the background and you an artist or whatever and you hear this shit in the background that's bumping, you feel me? That's the homie C Merc. You understand what I'm saying? Playing all this motherfucking shit in the background. So give some shine to producers and everything. You feel me? Welcome back to the show. This is K100 Internet Radio. You dig? I'm your host, Blizzum. 347-934-0966 is the number to call into the show. You feel me? Thank one time for the homie Swollen, one time for the homegirl Quadnique. I realized that she was over there putting in some work over there for the show for K100. Shouts out to her, you dig? You understand what I'm saying? We got to get her on the payroll some kind of way. Since she's doing Swole part of the job. Damn it, Swole paying you. Damn it, man. Alright. Welcome back to the show, episode 59. Get your game, talk your shit. You know what I'm saying? We talking about game. We talking about how you approach women, how men approach women, how women approach men. I mean, hey, 2010, women can approach men. As a matter of fact, I forgot to ask Veronica McNair about that. I'm going to go back to her and LL and ask them how they feel about women approaching men. And if they do see a man they like, how would they approach them? You understand what I'm saying? Just keep it 100. You know what I mean? Y'all can approach guys, you know, in 2010. It's all good, right? How y'all feel about that? But before I get to them, I'm going to the lines to the homegirl, Keisha F. Baby, please say the cheering. What's happening? Please say the cheering. What's going on?
Nothing much. Just sitting here.
What's
watching
going on? Who's that? Tiffany?
Yes, of course.
Oh, shit. What's going on, Tiffany? What's up? What time for you two? What's going on? Tiffany, you got to put some... Tiffany, if you want a custom greeting, like, please save the children, you got to put some time in on the Facebook page, all right, on the group, and comment and post some shit, and that's how you get your weight up. That's the only way you're getting a custom greeting. Damn it.
Right.
All right. So what's going on, ladies? All right, we talking about game. Y'all been online for a minute. I know y'all heard what we talking about. Oh, are y'all looking at me on Ustream by any chance? Y'all see the Ustream feed?
I can't figure out how to do it.
Just go to my page real quick. I'm gonna post it back up real quick. The link for it. You feel me? But all you gotta do is go to. I'm posting it up right now inside Facebook, and then you'll be able to see it real quick. So just go to my Facebook page. Y'all know what my Facebook is, and look at the latest
right.
things I just posted real quick. I'm posting
okay.
it as we speak right now. All right.
Okay, I'm already on it waiting.
Okay. I guess it's gonna take a.
Ready
a
like Freddy.
It's gonna take a little bit of a second. You feel me? But right now, and I guess when you go to it, you just go to like my show or whatever, and just look at my broadcast. All right.
Okay.
All right, I'm posting it up right now. I'm multitasking y'all while I'm on the other. But while I'm doing that, okay, I just posted it up. While I'm doing that. Why don't y'all go ahead and tell me how y'all feel about game? You feel me? What is it that y'all like? What is it that y'all hate? And what is it that y'all feel like is like tight game? Like a lot of people already saying they don't like game. People always, like I hear women say, yo, it's game. You know, you got your game tight or whatever. But really, all the women acting like they really don't like game. But I'm like, your personality is like game. So how do y'all feel about the whole thing? Like what's like some shit? Or how do you feel about cats who quote unquote got game? What is having game to you, basically?
I think somebody that can just approach a female, or even a female that can approach a male, just with genuine conversation, like the guy said earlier. He's in the line, and he sees old girl buying some swishes. He's going to say, hey, we smoking or what? I mean, just spark up a conversation, and that's enough to get me talking. I mean, as long as you have something valid to say, don't just come up to me like, what was her name, Sophie said, like, hey, baby, money ain't a thing. I got you on this and that. No, I don't want to hear all that stuff. Talk to me about something that's going on right now, currently, when I'm looking at you. Not necessarily, hey, boo-boo, what we got going on, and hey, Miss Lady. I hate with a passion that Miss Lady. Please don't ever do that. Oh.
Right. Okay, I understand. What about you, Tiffany?
My thing is, I'm a big person on smarts. If you're an idiot, I really can't talk to you. So my thing is that,
right.
Just, you know, any guy can approach you, but it's hard to keep my attention. I have ADD. I'm already on to the next one. If you're
right.
So,
intellectual. You need somebody that can hold a real live conversation, not about some stupid shit, basically.
Right.
Right, okay. All right, so what's, like, some of the worst shit y'all... What's some of the worst ways that y'all ever been approached by a guy? Have you got any stories? Because women always got some story about, I can't believe this nigga actually, like, for real. Go ahead, Keisha. What you got first? I know you got some shit. You're a hot chick. I know you get approached with the bullshit all the time.
Yeah, but what was worse is old dude came up trying to talk to my homegirl. I was out with a friend, and he went up and was striking a conversation with her. She took him off to get a drink or whatever, and he came back. She went to the bathroom and was like, hey, you know, your girl cool, but, you know, what's up? Seriously?
I'm saying, hey, man, you know, the holy... All right, I got a mashing. Fuck it. Nigga, if you was trying to talk to the homegirl friend, that if you was just trying to talk to the other motherfucking broad, and then a homegirl get up and go to the motherfucking... Unless, the only exception to this rule that I will accept is if her homegirl been giving you the fuck me eyes the whole time y'all been goddamn talking. Now, I'm just saying. You feel
no,
me?
I wasn't, and neither was she. She was just in it for the drink. That's how she is. She go out with no money in her pocket, and she expects to hustle drinks.
Whoa.
She's at home, girl. She's at home, girl.
Hold on. Real quick, let me go ahead and kill your motherfucking punk-ass friend for taking her broke ass to the motherfucking club like a nigga owe or something.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
You feel me? That's why. That's exactly why I don't
feel that. That's her.
Yeah. I don't do all that. If we ain't cool like that, if I don't know you like that, you feel me? If you ain't my homegirl and it's your birthday or something, I'm not just coming in and just taking out drinks for the whole you and the crew. And I can't stand with a nigga just coming that motherfucker and you trying to holler at one chick so he buy a round of drinks for her and then her friends and then two more rounds. So nigga, you buying six there, you can't fuck but one of them unless you really got super game and you trying to fuck all six. I'm just saying. You know, it ain't about me being broke or whatever. I'm just saying, dog. I'm just not a cake master. I never have been, never will be. Kill your fucking self if you is, nigga. And I say it till I fucking die, bitches. All right. So go ahead, Tiffany. What about you? What's the worst shit you ever heard?
Oh, man. There's too many to think of. Actually, last week I went out with my girlfriends for a little bit, and we were hanging out, and we saw these two guys in front of us, and they looked tired as hell already, so we already knew what time it was. But I guess one of them came up to my friend and tried to tell him that his friend doesn't speak English, but that he'd like to take me out and all kinds of nonsense.
Uh-huh.
Evidently, their breath smelled bad, so that's key. You can't go out, you can't approach a girl if your breath smells bad.
Wait a minute, say it again. I totally concur 100%. And you'll be surprised how many motherfucking girls be in the club, but they breath stink. Oh, y'all got some shit turned up loud. That shit came back like 2 seconds.
Oh, sorry. That was the baby. I'm sorry. Oh. You know the baby be into everything.
Oh, okay. Yeah, but for real, I mean, yeah, let's one key part of game, everybody. If you go holler, please, ladies and gentlemen, please make sure your motherfucking breath ain't fucked up. I mean, goddamn, that's like I'm just saying, I mean, I don't know. Maybe y'all didn't see House Party. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. You know what I'm saying? How they clown Martin and House Party. Nigga, I don't know. I don't know what the fuck is your problem, nigga. But don't be pleased, for the love of everything sacred, nigga. An essential part of having any kind of game whatsoever is not having your fucking breath stinking.
And don't be creepy. Yeah.
What's that?
Yeah.
What's creepy?
Don't be creepy. Especially the same bad breath guys. I'm leaving. I'm saying bye to all my girlfriends. I'm walking to my car. Then him and his two friends are sitting just standing around the park, not even parking lot pimping. And I was scared as hell when I saw them standing there because I knew they weren't looking like they were hanging out and talking. They looked like they were hanging out, like, waiting for something. So
or even the guy that was doing the strange kissing and hugging. Remember that guy that was, like, wanting to hug up on everybody? That's nasty.
What?
Don't touch me.
All right, we've already established women don't like to be touched now. It's not cool to touch the women anymore. It used to be cool in high school to grab the ass and they slap your hand away. Okay, now, nigga, it's like...
we're grown-ups now.
They're mad. They don't want you to touch their ass, dog. They all up on their shit now. You can't touch their ass.
Even if I put it out there, it's mine. It doesn't belong to you to touch.
Well, now, wait a motherfucker.
Bottom line. Look all you want, but do not touch. No.
Oh, you don't even know what I'm going to say.
Oh, okay.
Jeez. Yeah, all I'm going to say is, I put the link out. Are y'all you streaming me now? Listen to me. Look at my face. Look at my face.
Okay.
What I'm saying to you now is this. We had a situation with how Sophie put on the Facebook page about, you know, guys stepping to you and trying you like you're a motherfucking hoe. All I will say to what you just said is dress according to your personality, please. Please don't wear the tightest, shortest skirt in the world and a motherfucking goddamn most revealing goddamn T-shirt, breast with the titties all sticking out if you want people to step to you like on some goddamn grown woman shit. I ain't saying you got to dress like a nun, but when men are physical I be looking, we see type dudes, you dig? So, please don't be wearing the shortest motherfucking skirt, a skirt that look like a motherfucking, don't wear a wife beater to the club and say it's a skirt and then get mad when a nigga try you like you a hoe. That's all I'm saying. I'll say it again. Don't wear a motherfucking t-shirt to the club or a shirt and call it a skirt and then say, and then get mad when a dude treats you or step to you like, little mama, hey, shawty, what's up? Like on some hood rat shit because you kind of dressed like one a bit. You did? You dressing like right. A bitch you don't give a fuck. I'm just saying. Just putting that out there. That's all.
Okay.
But I still feel like the nigga don't need to grab your ass and shit. You feel me?
Thank grab you. The front thank now. You. Let's do it face to face now. Just grab
okay.
The front if you're going to try and grab it.
Oh! Jimmy did it. Jimmy said you grab the pussy, nigga. Stop playing with the ass. That goddamn shit don't make her come. Kill yourself. I'm just saying, that's what you said. You said that
front. Back there.
You said that. Oh, you'll take up the ass, Tiffany? I'm just saying, because you sound like you might, you know what I'm saying, kind of like white guys, or you might kind of, you know, you kind of talk real proper and shit like white girls. All white girls take it up the ass. So I was asking you just to be, you know, basically just trying to find out, you know, kind of see.
Wow, I don't even know. You know, I am speechless right now.
What's that sound like? Hmm.
Just saying, I'm just keeping it 100. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? I mean, you say exit only. I mean, you know, because I mean, you be all on Facebook popping and shit like you a freak. I mean, freaks take it up the ass, but that's a whole nother show. What you saying? I'm just asking a question. That's another show. We won't get into that. All right, ladies.
All
right. She got quiet, Keisha.
I see.
Stephanie got quiet. I'm just saying, because Tiffany's one of my Facebook friends also. Tiffany like to pop a lot of motherfucking shit, like she's so freaking whatever. And now she on my motherfucking show talking about getting all quiet like the ass is the exit only. Well, goddamn it, I'm going to tell you right motherfucking now, Tiffany.
So
I'm
back. So you're telling me that you like to give it to a girl at the butt. Is that what you're trying to tell me?
I fucking chick up the ass if she let me. Yeah, I fucking chick up the ass if she let me. So what?
Okay. So what? Well, I mean, if that's what you like, that's what you like.
I mean, I ain't got to have it. It's not essential now. You got to suck a dick. I'm just saying. You got to suck a dick. You got to do that.
I thought that was always part of the question.
But I'm saying, if she want to try this freaking shit, she be like, yo, baby, put it in my ass. I'm going to put it in her ass. What the fuck? What's wrong with it? I'm just saying, K-100, fuck with me, man. You know what I'm saying? Because these girls on here talking about they freaks and shit, but they scared to goddamn go all out. That's all I'm saying. It's different levels of freakiness, I guess. Some people just say, if you suck dick, you're freaky. I personally think that's standard.
I mean, if you suck dick, you suck dick. I mean, you can't.
Yeah, that's
some
like
people are in love with sucking dick. Like they don't even wanna have sex with you. They wanna get right to the head.
Oh yeah, are you like that? What you got on this goddamn silence tonight? Damn it! Is you like that? I just wanted to make sure I had your number. Don't three way me. Shit.
Oh God.
Uh oh. You you should be over here on the couch behind me, sitting down, waiting for the show to end.
Me?
You gotta be listening, yo. If you're not listening to the show while I'm you streaming, then fuck you. You're not even getting the point. But this shit is hilarious. I'm listening to. You can't hear it. I'm gonna match him back up later at another date. All right. So listen. All right, I'm going on to the next caller right now, because y'all just took me all off track. We talking about gaming, then y'all done got into some freaky shit.
Well, there's never a wrong or right time to segue into freaky shit. I'm freaky all day, every day.
No, you're not. Just because you don't take it up the ass.
Well, maybe we should have some practice sessions, and then maybe we'll just ease my way into liking it.
All right, I'm just...
You can't take me nowhere, is that what you said? Yes. You gotta take me everywhere, that's why.
Right. All right, ladies.
There's nothing wrong with being sexual, I guess, is the nice way to say it.
Absolutely nothing wrong with it. And I appreciate y'all calling the show. You did?
All right, you have a good one. You take care. All right,
man.
All right.
Yes. That's what I love. What's one of the things I love about hosting my own radio show? I get to say whatever the fuck I want to say. Just go there when I want to go there. You dig? Everybody that's listening to the show via Ustream, make sure you open up the radio, Blog Talk Radio joint, like I said, and listen to what my callers are saying. You feel me? So you can understand what the fuck I was just laughing about and what was so funny. You know what I mean? But once again, appreciate everybody that's calling in to the show and supporting the show. Thanks to Keisha F, baby. You dig? And to Tiffany for supporting the show, and Veronica, and Shay, and Key, and who else? Alvina, and LL, and everybody who shows love to the show. One time for Swole and the Chainless team and everything, man. You dig? We didn't get the 4,000 downloads and plays in 4 months. God damn it, by not being crunk around this bitch. That's one motherfucking thing I do know. All right? K100 Internet Radio is the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to call into the show. You feel me? And speak to Two-Piece about what's going on. We already spent music from the homie M. Dot, that white girl, and we're going to post up his link on the goddamn fan page on Facebook. We got the homie C. Merc Beats playing in the background. You dig what I'm saying? You know, listening to him, Dad, we're going to post a link up to his shit. You feel me? That's the producer whose beats be featuring in the background tonight. So everybody who's listening, you know what I'm saying, and you want to get in contact with these artists or these producers, make sure you become a fan of our Facebook page. Just go to Facebook and type in K100, and you see the motherfucking middle finger. That's our logo. You dig? And you rolling with the homie. I'm your host, Blizzard, man. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in to the show. I'm an artist and producer myself, so I'm showing love to independent underground artists like myself. I'm an indie label. I got 5 albums in the street. The 6th one is coming out soon. As I get done and I perfect it, and you don't fucking rush me because I'm the boss. It come out when I fucking say so, bitch. I'm controlling this shit. Don't nobody stop me but me. I'm the definition of independent. Don't want to play me on the radio? Fuck you. I start my own fucking radio, bitch. How about it? I'm just saying. It's my spirit, man. Why pay a motherfucker to do what you can do yourself? You dig? I'm going to Shay Shay. She on the motherfucking line. What's happening, Shay?
What's up, Blue?
I'm chilling. What's up,
man?
Yes. I'm on my grind. This is what I do.
I hear you on your grind.
Yes. What's popping with you?
I just left my little nephew's birthday party, so I've been like blinking in and out. I finally got a chance to call back.
Oh, ain't nothing wrong with that. So, but you know what the show was about. Episode 59, Spit Your Game, Talk Your Shit. You feel me?
Yes.
We've been covering the gambit about game, and, you know, Keisha and Tiffany took me to some freaky shit. But I'm back on topic. I'm back on topic. All right? You know what I'm saying? So, what you feel about a brother having game? First of all, and I didn't even ask them. Damn it, I keep forgetting to ask the women. Do you think it's all right for a girl to, you know, run her game on a dude? Do you ever, do you have game? If you see some guy that you like, do you kind of run game? And how do you go about it? I'm going back to everybody that I asked on the line. If you're still on the line, I'm coming back to you and ask all you ladies that same question. Go ahead, though, real quick.
Okay. Which question you want me to answer first?
Well, first of all, do you ever run game on a guy? Do you feel like it's okay for you to holler at a dude and spit your little game to him? That's the first thing I want to get out of the way, and I need to ask the other women that, too. But go ahead.
Well, I wouldn't necessarily call it game. I call it my lady swag. Like, you know, yeah, I'll put down my lady swag and just, you know, be all cute and flirty a little bit, you know, that kind of thing or whatever like that.
Uh-huh.
It's perfectly okay for, you know, chicks to get out of touch them up like that.
Right. That's basically what it is.
I don't use, like, pickup lines or anything like that. I just use my personality and just smile at them, and that usually works.
Right, right. Well, we basically got across the board from guys and everybody who's called in. Everybody pretty much, like, kill the pickup line. They dead. Don't use pickup lines.
Yeah,
you feel
that's
me?
Not cool. That's corny.
Right, right. Who does that? Who does that? Veronica says she met a nigga who came back 8 months later with the same line. That nigga,
what?
That's so motherfucking lame. Kill
so
yourself.
So he didn't learn anything from the first rejection?
Maybe he's just fucking lame. Some niggas is just lame. Some niggas just can't
yeah.
be themselves. Some niggas have to use gimmicks. They need money. They need ways. They need props to get women.
That sounds like a thing.
I've never been like that. I've never, one thing about me, God gave me a lot of gifts. Now, one of my number one major gift is, of course, music. I am a very talented brother. I will not bow down and goddamn, and even act like that's not even true. It's not even about being humble or whatever. When it comes down to music, God gave me a talent, and I'm a talented motherfucker on that. Yeah. But another side talent that he gave me.
And the reason why K100 is what it is the gift of gab. I can talk. I can talk to people. I'm a social person. I'm a people person. Once I get to, you know, break the ice, sometimes it takes me a little longer to break the ice. But once I get to talking to somebody, I can make people pretty much laugh and have a conversation. I'm intelligent, so I can't just talk about. I can talk about more than what's going on in the hood. I can talk to you about what's going on CNN or you know whatever
you
guys talk about.
Like understand?
Yeah. I like to talk. So I'm a social person. That's why. How the fuck else could I be a fucking host of a radio show if I didn't like to talk? I mean, who does that? That's stupid. Why would I even attempt this shit if I didn't be able to talk to people? That's fucking retarded. So the fact that you and the other 22 people on my line right now here is a testament of that particular gift I got. And my and my ambitious attitude. With that being said, I just feel like I was blessed with communicative skills, be able to get my point across to people and be able to warm up to people like that. And so that's what I use as my quote-unquote game. I just be me. I just do me. And that pretty much draws them in. If they're going to like me, they're going to like me. I was also born with a fucking attitude, so if you don't, keep it moving. I really don't give a shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I mean, I don't know what else to say to a motherfucker. I don't give a fuck. You can call it arrogant. You can call it whatever the fuck you want to call it. But anyway, let's get back to you. Now, what's like some of the dumbest shit you ever heard a nigga come up and say to you? What's the shit you just
said? Oh, my God. This dude actually told me one time that I looked so good he wanted to sop me up with a biscuit.
Did he really say that? Wait, stop.
I promise you. Dude really said that to me. I didn't do nothing. I had to laugh at him. I mean, it was just hilarious that somebody would actually try that corny-ass line. I just laughed right in his face.
Let me tell y'all something. Everybody, let me tell y'all something right now. That shit right there, that shit died in the 70s and 80s, nigga. I'm for real. All those straight-up metaphoric pickup lines, like, for real, you must be an angel because you fell from the sky. What the fuck ever that bullshit line was? What is that line? You are an angel.
Heaven must be an angel.
Yeah, you must be fell from the hell. Heaven must be because you fell from the all that whack
ass.
Hey,
what the hell?
God damn it. You know what I mean? Come on, man. I mean, that shit been used in movies and shit. And you think you still talking about sopping a bitch up like a biscuit? Like, for real? If a bitch fall for that and she anything under 60, God damn it, kill that hoe too. You know what I'm saying?
I just had to laugh. I was like, really? You really said that to me?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know, man, what to say about that. I don't know what to say about that. But anyway, in any event.
That one and baby, is your husband married? I mean, what the hell is that?
Is your husband married?
Yes. I guess that's supposed to be a pickup line. Is your husband married?
Is your husband married?
Mm-hmm.
Are you the dumbest nigga on the planet? Fuck, nigga. You know what I'm saying?
No, it's just like, I'm like, I guess you have to stop and think about, I'm like, that's not only corny, but it's like, it don't make any sense.
This is the shit that I was trying to get related to. I wanted to hear some of this bullshit that niggas really be saying.
Oh, my God. I wish I could think of another one. Oh, my God. Those are the two, like,
I've been listening to some of the shit. Some of the homegirls be telling me shit, and I'd be like, man, nigga ain't say that shit. They'd be like, man.
Yes, they really do.
I'd be like, I just be like, what the fuck do niggas be thinking, man? You know what I'm saying? Maybe it's because I don't do that. It just seems so foreign to a nigga, man. I just be like, man.
You know what I think it is?
Whatever.
I think it is some dudes see a chick, and they think that she's, like, unapproachable, so they have to try the most far-fetched.
Nobody's unapproachable.
Somebody's attention.
Nobody's unapproachable. Motherfucker, I talked to goddamn Beyonce. She can't do nothing but say no or ignore me, and I'm just going to laugh at her motherfucking goddamn ass. Fuck her.
Tell her you want to stop up with a bitch.
I'm just saying. Nobody's unapproachable. Anybody. If she that bad, if she that hot, I'm going to go ahead and let her tell me no. What's the odds?
It's all about being yourself, though. I mean, really, that's what we like. I mean, you know, just be yourself. Just have some confidence to come straight up to a chick and just say, hey, you know, what's up? You can even give a little compliment if you see something you like. If she got nice hair or something, say she got nice hair. Say, hey, baby, I like your smile. You know, be genuine with it. Don't
say damn.
Yes, pickup lines.
You say damn if you look at a girl and she like super goddamn fine and you look at her, you be like, damn, is that wrong?
That could be a compliment. That's kind of like saying,
somebody earlier said, don't say damn.
I don't mind it.
Some women don't
like
it.
That's just like reaffirming how I already feel, so.
I don't know. I'm just asking. Because sometimes I might see a girl and I walk, but I just turn my head and be like, damn. You know, just she might just catch a nigga off guard with all that ass because you ain't really see it coming because she don't have a small frame and you just turn around and be like, whoa, damn. I mean, you know.
The same thing about females.
It's
I mean,
a reaction.
You know, we see a fine guy and, yeah, we might say that too. Sometimes you might not realize you're saying it out loud.
Sometimes it just happens like that.
Yeah.
It'd be like, niggas really just be really just shocked at all the ass. I mean, you are wearing a pair of motherfucking goddamn tights so everybody can see your motherfucking ass. So, I don't understand the beef when a nigga say something about your motherfucking ass. Since you're dressing,
well, you know,
like, dressing like
females,
that.
Females, we're going to wear clothes to play up our best assets anyway. So, of course, the best assets are going to get the attention because that's what we're dressing to play up.
Exactly my point. That's all I'm trying to. That's just what I'm getting at. I don't understand. But okay, all right. Well, I thank you for calling in to the show, Shay, in the midst of the little homie's birthday. What time for the little homie's birthday? That's what's up. You feel me?
Okay, we turned one today.
Right, great. What a great auntie. Okay, listen. I'm getting ready to get off the line and go to another call. I got some other people that had their hand raised. All right.
Okay, I'm still right. Listening.
All right, 347-934-0966. I'm going to go and play another motherfucking game. You like the beat that you're hearing in the background? That's the homie C-Merc. We'll post a goddamn link to his page. So if you want to download some of them beats, he already told me, like, I'm going to download one of them. I already know, C-Merc, you already know I'm going to kill that Savage beat. I'm murdering that, and I'm sending it back to you. A goddamn KIA, nigga, already. You feel me? But if you're an artist or you know anybody that needs some beats, whatever, holler at this dude. He got some pretty good beats, and we're going to be doing that with the producers because I don't want to X out just my producer friends just because they ain't got no vocals or whatever and they got gangs and gangs of beats. So make me about 15 beats, dog, so I can keep it looping throughout the course of the show. Send them to me to k100radio@gmail.com. You understand what I'm saying? All right. Swole said Red Boy sent this music, so I'm going to check that out. We'll get him online. What's up, homie, if you still listening out there? I'm going to check you out and we're going to run it. I'm getting ready to go to another song, but before I go, I'm going to go ahead and go back to Key real quick. Key.
Yes.
I know you've been waiting patiently to mash me. Go ahead, then.
Yes, I've been very patient. And with the dude today, he had just met me. So I'm like, how could you say it's okay for him to ask me if I want to have company at my house?
You didn't say that at first.
He had just met me. Like, he followed. He knew I was going to get something to eat, so he came to the restaurant while I was eating. So, and as far as you saying about the dude's cake and what I posted on my page, if I haven't, like, given you the hint that I want to have sex with you, I don't give a damn how many times you take me out. That's your choice. How you going to say, you know what I'm saying, oh, just because it's been this many times, that was your choice.
What I'm saying is, listen to what I'm saying. And even though we're getting off into a whole other subject, I'm going to say this real quick, and I'm going to get this out here, and I'm going to edit this out real quick to everybody listening to my show. If you know for a fact that you're not romantically interested in any way, shape, or form with a dude, do not continue to go out on dates, let him pay, and then get upset when a nigga try and get some pussy. Even if you made it up front and up clear. You need to stop going out with this nigga, or if you go out with this nigga and all you want to do is be his friend, go Dutch. Tell that nigga off top, man. No, you can't
do
shit like that.
I don't have a problem paying. I don't have a problem paying for my own food.
But listen.
But
I understand.
If they insist on paying for it, what I look like, no.
Stop going out with him then if you're going to get mad if you're trying to get some pussy. You already know you want some pussy.
I ain't going to get mad. I'm just going to cut him off.
That's what I just said. Don't fuck with him no more then. If it's a problem,
a problem, what you saying, like it's a problem if a dude want to continue to take you out, even if you ain't fucking him. What is wrong with that?
I got a motherfucking problem with taking ass nigga. So yeah, I got a problem with a fuck nigga. Keep taking this motherfucking broad out, hoping to get some pussy, but she done already told you she ain't give you no pussy. And you just keep trying to buy and buy and buy and buy your motherfucking dumb ass to the motherfucking pussy, but she done already told you. Kill yourself, fuck nigga. Can't fucking 100, bitches.
You can't be mad at me.
If you keep taking this motherfucking broad out, but she done already let your ass know that it ain't nothing, and you keep on trying to break her down. You feel me? I'm just saying, nigga. I'm just saying. That's not my thing.
Okay.
I don't.
The more and more thing about y'all talking about women's attire, It's summertime now. It's hot. So certain things, like, yeah, people wear their leggings, but you can't help the way your figure is. So
okay.
Just because I got on some leggings and a little shirt, that don't mean, you know what I'm saying? It's like, you still don't have to just look at me like I'm a piece of ass. Really?
I think, but a nigga gonna look at you like you fine as a motherfucker, because if you fine, you fine. I don't know what the fuck to tell you.
I understand that part, but y'all saying it like, well, don't wear this and don't wear that. But certain, like, I can wear anything. I got a big ass, so whatever I wear, it's gonna show.
Okay, so when a nigga look at that big ass, goddamn it, take it as a compliment. Stop being offended. What you getting offended for? You got a bad ass.
Sometimes it's the way they do it. I'm like, I be wondering. I want to stand behind it myself and look at it, cause they act like it's some from another planet.
Nah, look, man. You know, come on, man. I mean, only a fucking woman. Only fucking women. That's how you can tell the difference between a man and a woman. That's how you can tell who's the pursuer and who's the hunter and who's the prey in this whole fucking goddamn game we got going on amongst us. You know what I'm saying? Because y'all the only motherfucker, y'all the sex that look good, know you look good, dress to make yourself look even better, and then get mad when a nigga acknowledge it, whatever way he acknowledge it.
I don't get mad. It's just the way that they do it sometimes. It's like, for real, be a little more respectful about it.
If I spend 30 hours in the motherfucking gym a week, nigga, and I look like motherfucking a He-Man figure when I take my shirt off, I'm going to be mad if a bitch don't acknowledge it. You know what I'm saying? Fuck that. You don't see me? Bitch, kill yourself. I'm just saying. I don't know.
Between a man and a woman, though.
I don't know. That's why y'all
I don't mind you acknowledging what I look like, but you don't have to just be down staring and talking to my titties and shit instead of talking to me.
Well, goddamn, if you would have had a motherfucking titties goddamn pushed up and open with the goddamn new Victoria's Secret bar that costs $50 to make the motherfuckers look like goddamn triple D's, nigga might not goddamn notice them. Are you going to stick them in my goddamn face? Yeah, I'm going to look at them. I'm getting out of here. I can't go through this with you. I can't do it. I can't do it. All right, I'm gone. Bye. Damn it, man. I'm going into a song. Spit game. You know what I'm saying? She know I'm on. I'm running some Team Striz tonight. Shouts out to the motherfucking fam. You dig? I'm finna run these goddamn Team Striz. Oh, you know what? I don't even know if I got the goddamn. I'm still finna run it anyway. I think it's the older version. Bull, if you listening, man, I ain't got the fucking version with your new verse on it, so I gotta spin this fucking version. I gotta upload that. Should I even spin that now? Yeah. I'm spinning it anyway. Team Shred, she know I'm on.
What the chain do, hot shit. Shorty brought a friend, now we head back to my crib. Sexin', that is what the topic be. In the tropics, rolling in the topless be. You should be topless, don't you agree? When I put them chips out, chicks putting kits out. I'm the man and I keep her coming constantly. See my G so strong, one night I'm and I'm gone. Shorty play her ticket, I'm the lottery. I am possibly the illest nigga you know. First name Nails, middle name Two Cold. Staying new clothes, tear past new cold. You be friend for the booty chick, we gotta go. If you bugging on that booty, she gotta go. She know I'm on, I'm in the zone.
Back. That's how I change. Shorty call me Blizz,
is all the strands of my swag on. Chillin' in the club, I can't be dancing off the bags on. Yeah, I'm putting on, cause I used to trap a die too. Plus summer college dropout, can I fly through? I could not be hot, baby, if I tried to. 24s on my Chevy truck when I ride through. Plus I got some good jeans, baby, I'm a real looker. My pipe game makes you think that I'm a male hooker. So I understand why you're staring at me. Let me see you talking while the music keeps staring at me.
Yeah, that was motherfucking Team Shriz. One time, shouts out to the motherfucking team. Before I go to another motherfucking caller and before we ride out on the motherfucking show, this is yours truly, the homie Blizzard. She got it featuring Missy Carter and Friday. You dig? Run them back to back.
Pause.
Yes, we back live, you dig? I was just talking to my people on Ustream, you feel me? In between the breaks while we playing music until I figure out a fucking way to pipe the show into this motherfucker. It's tricky. I'm going to figure it out. You know I will until I do. But until then, I just be talking to my Ustream people sidebar. You understand what I'm saying? You feel me? And getting my drink on and just chilling. Welcome back to the show, you understand? Beats by the homie C-Murk in the background, you dig? 347-934-0966. That's the number to call into the show. We got 8 minutes remaining. You feel me? Thanks to everybody who's been checking out the show via Ustream and everything else. You feel what I'm saying? I thank you. Thanks. Shout out to the homie M.BTheRealest. You understand what I'm saying? We gonna got them get your music popping and shit. You feel what I'm saying? And shout out to the homie from Riverdale who sent in to the music. The music in today. We're going to get your shit up and running this week. You feel what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Just, you know, be a part and add a player onto the show. You feel me? And, well, I know the homie M.B going to look out. I already know he going to reblast it. You feel me? He always look out. Thanks to all my callers. Thanks to everybody that's listening to the show. You dig? Episode 59. Spit your game. Talk your shit. You understand what I'm saying? Hey, yeah, Red Boy. That was his name. Red Boy. Shout out to the homie Red Boy. I'm going to get your music up and running this week. You feel me? Like I said, you know what I'm saying? Everybody who's tuning in via Ustream and via Blog Talk, welcome back to the show. We're going to end the show by basically giving a rundown of what we've been talking about. All right? The name of the show is Spit Your Game, Talk Your Shit. We've been basically giving examples of how niggas be having some lame-ass game and how women like to be approached and all this kind of little different shit. You understand what I'm saying? I'm going to ask Veronica real quick, though, because she did raise her hand. Veronica.
Yes, sir.
Do you feel like it's okay for women to holler at guys? Run your game. What kind of game do you run when you see something that you got them digging and you feeling? I ask you.
I'm a little shy. I'm a little shy, but I look at you real hard though. I'll try to catch your eye. I mean, if you looking, if I don't shoot you a look back, I ain't feeling you. But if I am, I'm gonna let you know, you know. Yeah, it's all right to holler.
Right, right. I mean, I ain't gonna live in front. The eye contact shit, I'm to the point now where I may, depending on how drunk I am, just randomly holler, whatever. Sometimes, you know, when I just get super fucked up and I'm just like, I will fuck tonight, it's whatever. Yeah, I never get disrespectful and get lame and start tugging on chicks and all this other little stupid corny shit. You feel me? But it's like, whatever, I don't give a fuck tonight, it's whatever. But for the most part, if I'm just chilling and shit, and I'm just laid back, and I'm like, you know what I'm saying, in my mode, in my zone, I'm going to have to lock eyes with a motherfucker before I even go over there. You feel what I'm saying? We're going to have to lock eyes two or three times. You feel me? And I'm going to make sure it's authentic. So when I step, like, you know what I'm saying, I don't even feel like, you know what I'm saying, you should be shocked that I'm coming over here. You know what I'm saying? Because I already talked to you. I see you watching, girl. I see you watching me. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the whole team. You know what I mean? You feel me? I was on that song. For those of y'all that don't know, I mean, I'm part of Team Striz, and that was me on the second verse. Shouts out to Dink De Niro. Shouts out to Big Bully Street Scholar. Shouts out to Game Hunter. Shouts out to Joel. You feel me? Shouts out to Ralphie. Shouts out to Nextel Nails, all right? But with that being said, you know what I'm saying? You can find all those brothers on my Facebook page. Just do your homework. You know what I'm saying? With that being said, I feel like women... It's funny because women just don't go for what they want. A woman can really, really be digging a dude for real and just simply won't do it because it's not the lady thing to do. It's not the right thing. It's not the woman. Why? I understand. Help me out with that, ladies. Why not?
I mean, I'm gonna give you some conversation. It depends.
Will you actually be like, hey, what's up?
I've done it before. I mean, I guess, well, I don't have, like, pickup lines, but, like, if I'm in the line at a grocery store or, you know, or...
We don't want you to have pickup lines. We've already...
Yeah, I don't have that, but I might be like, you know, if I see him getting a dish that I like or something like that, I'll be like, oh, so you on the mac and cheese tip, too, or something like that, you know, but it won't be, you know, I mean, I've tried to holler at a dude before. It didn't work out right. Because I'm just not good at it. I never tried that again.
Was you lame? Was you lame?
Me?
Did you say shawty, what's happening?
No, I ain't say shawty, what your name is. Yeah, no, I've never approached a guy. So, it just, and he probably just wasn't feeling me anyway. He thought he was all that anyway, but, you know, I wasn't like, oh, you know, nah, nigga, you ain't all that or whatever. I'm like, oops, you know. I just picked my face up and just kept on going. That's all you could do.
Right,
you know,
exactly.
But,
okay, all right. I just wanted to know because I didn't ask you that the first time. You feel me? I wanted to ask all the ladies who I didn't ask the first time that question. If y'all see somebody and y'all want to approach him, what's your game? What y'all gonna do? I really
I
wanted
just look
to get,
real
I wish
hard.
To call back. You just look.
I just
hard.
Look real, real hard.
Just look real hard. That's the game for the women. Just look real hard.
No, that's okay. Just my game. I just you know I check to see if you checking me. I make sure you checking me, and then I'll let you know. I see you. You know, you can holler. That's how I do it.
Okay. All right. That's cool. All right. We're going to go to Key. I'm going to ask her the same question. Go ahead, Key.
Hey, I actually prefer to, you know, choose a man. That's just me, though. I prefer to approach him as opposed to him approaching me.
Uh-huh.
So, because that way, you know, he don't have to guess. You already know I'm digging you, so what's up?
Okay, so what are you gonna say? What's your game? Spit your game. Talk your shit.
It depends on the situation. There's been times like if I was out at a club or something and a dude sent off to the side by himself, you know, I just walk up to him like, you know, why you look so mean? What's wrong? You know, just talk to him. And then in a store like.
Wait. What if he's not looking mean? What you gonna say then? I mean, but he's not looking.
Oh, he's not looking mean? Oh, I'll say something like, why are you up here by yourself? Because I always pick a dude that's sitting off to the side for some odd reason. I just like that type of, you know, I like the one that's all just wild and rambunctious. I like the cool, laid back dude.
Right. Okay.
So that's the one I'm going to choose every time.
Oh, okay.
And so, like, if I'm someplace else, if I'm in a store or something like that, you know, I'll say something like, dang, I need to come eat with you.
I mean, basically the same thing that M. Dot said. Shit, she got them at the goddamn store getting the motherfucking Phillies. Shit, you want to smoke with me? Can I smoke with you? I mean, basically that's the same thing M. Dot said.
I had to meet him in the seafood department or something, but. Yeah, I mean, I just say, you know, either I smile. You know, I got a big old cheesy grin, so I smile or something, and they already know what's up.
Okay. All right, then. Appreciate it. I just wanted to know. I just want to ask you a couple of y'all before I get off the air. All right. Well, thanks, everybody. We winding down. We down to the last 90 seconds of the show. You feel me? I got to get up out of here. You know what I'm saying? Time to make the donuts. You dig? One time. Yeah. How do you go from this to that? I don't know how I pull it off every day and keep my fucking sanity. You dig? But one time for the homie C. Merc, we've been playing his beats in the background all night. You feel what I'm saying? You know what I mean? We're going to try and post up a link to his page. You know what I'm saying? And one time for the homie M.Blaze. One time for the homeboy Red Boy. You understand what I'm saying? We're going to get him for calling in and, you know what I'm saying, submitting his music to the show. We're going to get him cracking sometime this week. Homie, we'll get in touch with you on that. You understand what I'm saying? Before I go, I'm your host, Blizzard. Thanks for tuning in to K100. We air live Monday through Thursday, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern. 347-934-0966 to call in. And make sure you understand that if you can't call in live, if you can't hear it live, you can always go back to the show page, www.blogtalkradio.com/K-100, and download the episode and listen to it. All right? I'm out, man. This is K-100 Internet Radio, man. Thanks for tuning in. We'll be here tomorrow. Holla.